You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday the 6th of April 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. I'll just remind people, if they want to help me out with my defence at the Radio Albion trial later on in the year, then if you are happy to not be anonymous, then please send me a name and a phone number to stormersubs@hushmail.com so that my solicitor can contact you and draft up your testimonial about why you listen to Radio Albion, and that can be used in my defence. If you have already written to me with your name and phone number, then you should be expecting a phone call from my solicitor soon. So if you want to help me with that and take part in the defence, my defence in the trial against me, then please write to stormersubs@hushmail.com with a name and a phone number. Well, today I want to get into a news article from the Washington Examiner, which is about after-school clubs, particularly these LGBTQ after-school clubs, which are really pretty sinister. And the general idea that's given behind them is that they don't want pupils to be isolated or feel alone or feel that they're being bullied, and they want somewhere where they can just be themselves. And this is the general idea that's given for the reason for these clubs. But what's actually going on there is far more sinister. As we will see from this article here, this follows on from other articles which said that teachers were looking at students' Google search results to see what they'd been looking for, to see whether they were the sort of people that they could propagandize into becoming advocates for the LGBTQ clubs. And they were also told not to tell their parents that they are actually going to this club. So they're encouraging these students to lie to their parents. So getting into this article here, imagine a scenario in which your child comes home from school and tells you that they now identify as a pansexual. Or while telling you about the school day, your child mentions that he or she was told he or she was gay based upon a test that a teacher gave them. I mean, this is how bad it's now got. They're giving children tests to see whether they are homosexual or not. These are children under the age of 10, which should not have had any sexual experience, let alone be identifying as having same-sex attraction. When you are a young boy, you don't have an attraction to girls. You think, well, I cannot understand why grown-up boys like grown-up girls. Why they want to be with them? You want to be with your friends of the same gender as you. You haven't gone through puberty. You don't have the attraction to girls that you get once you get that dose of that burst of testosterone. So you are going to prefer the company of little boys. But if you're an adult and you prefer the company of males, then it may be that you have homosexual tendencies. And yet these teachers are giving children who have not gone through puberty tests to see whether they are homosexual or not. And then they're telling them that they're gay and encouraging them to be gay and not telling the parents and hiding this from the parents. Imagine if there was a club that was encouraging children to experiment heterosexually or encouraging children to experiment with different styles of sex. I mean, there would be an uproar about it to 10-year-olds. But that's essentially what they're doing here with homosexual sex, by encouraging these children, telling them that their identity should be based around the fact that what they should be doing is having anal sex. I mean, that's what it boils down to. That's what a homosexual is. It's somebody that has homosexual intercourse, which is anal sex. And that's certainly not something that anybody is supposed to be doing legally under the age of 16. It used to be under the age of 18. Before that, it was under the age of 21. Before that, it was completely illegal. I think we can see the direction that all this is heading in, with this lowering of the age of consent and this propagandizing of homosexual lifestyles to innocent children. Continuing here, or you discover he or she was recruited by a teacher to lead a gay and transgender student club, but was instructed not to tell any parents, because what happens in the student club stays in the student club. I mean, that sounds like something out of Fight Club, doesn't it? These are the alarming contents of a packet distributed by the California Teachers Association regarding the formation of gay and transgender clubs in schools. And people might say, oh, yes, well, this is in California. They have all sorts of crazy stuff in California. But what goes on in California 10 years ago goes on in Britain now. This will be rolled out right the way across America, right the way across Europe. The packet acts as an instructional guide on propagandizing students with gay and transgender information. One of the most disturbing parts is the recommendation for these clubs in elementary schools where children are 10 years old or younger. So we're talking infants here. They are propagandizing infants to believe that they are homosexual. Another concerning section focuses on teachers proactively recruiting students to be leaders of these clubs. It provides a section for teachers to list the names of the students they think would be interested. So it's not that these students are going to these clubs because they are interested. Teachers are going to them and saying, we think you'd be great at leading this club. And of course, if you're a child, you want to be a leader, especially if you're a young boy, you want to be leading. And if a teacher tells you, oh, you would be really good at this, I mean, that is just so sinister, isn't it? You know, telling a child that he'd be really good at being a homosexual and he would be a very good advocate for them, and would he like to lead the homosexual club? I mean, 20 years ago, a teacher doing something like that would have been arrested and the child would have run a mile. Now they have holiday camps where they teach children not to be frightened of strangers, particularly homosexual looking strangers. So they're teaching children the opposite of what children used to be taught just a couple of decades ago. I mean, we used to have programs talking about stranger danger and don't talk to strangers. And now they have these LGBTQ clubs where they teach children that they should go up to strangers because the stranger might have hurt feelings if the child appears to be nervous of them. And the sort of people they're talking about, of course, are drag queens, transvestites, transsexuals. The last people that a responsible parent is really going to want their children to be trying to make friends with. I mean, why would children be trying to make friends with grown-ups anyway? And why would responsible adults be supporting this? And again, it comes down to this desire to help people, desire to not see people isolated and alone. And of course, there is probably a certain amount of homosexuals, drag queens and transvestites that are no threat to children at all, and they probably do feel a little bit isolated. But at the same time, there's also a certain percentage of them that are a threat to children, and are probably more likely to be a threat to children than any other percentage of the population. When you look at the percentage of paedophiles in prisons, for example, that are homosexual, it's about 35%. And when you think the actual number of homosexuals in the general population is only about 2%, you can say that a homosexual is 15 times more likely to be a paedophile based on those statistics. And the people that promote this are probably not aware of things like that. They won't be aware of things like that because, of course, you run the risk of being accused of it, of inciting hate for pointing out these statistics. But it's not inciting hate. It's trying to protect children from being abused. And surely that should be more important than worrying about an adult homosexual feeling isolated because the children avoided him. I mean, what's better? An adult feels a little bit insulted or a little bit ostracized, or a child gets abused. I think the child being abused is the more important issue there. Well, this particular packet was from a previous California Teachers Association LGBTQ plus issues conference. So it was organized by the Teachers Association. The packet also asks teachers to list supporters and enemies of these clubs. I wonder who they think would be enemies of these clubs. Heterosexual type boys, boys that are not effeminate, girls that look like girls and aren't tomboys. And are they considered to be enemies of these clubs? Or are they talking about right-wing organizations, perhaps? Are they talking about parents that support the Republican Party or traditionalist parents? I mean, again, this is quite sinister that they're listing enemies of these clubs. One section is dedicated to listing the names of allies who would support this project. Another section is provided to identify any existential threats to the club and to list those who could be a barrier to your success. And I guess if there was a Christian Union there at the school or some Bible-based club, they would probably consider them to be a threat to the club, and they would want to keep what went on in the club secret from them. Additionally, the packet suggested activities section is disturbing. It is indicative of the type of indoctrination that parents must worry about when sending their children to public schools. For example, one of the recommended activities is for teachers to ask students their Kinsey scale rating. Now, for those unfamiliar, this is a tool used to determine one's level of homosexuality. And of course, that will be aimed at an adult for a start, not aimed at a child. That's aimed at somebody who has experienced sex for a start. And also, Alfred Kinsey is discredited. I mean, when he was doing his research, a lot of it hasn't been able to be replicated. He said things like 10% of the population were homosexual. He also interviewed pedophiles, and he used the information that the pedophiles gave him as justification for his results talking about the sexuality of children. So the whole Alfred Kinsey book about sex is completely discredited. I mean, how can you use information that pedophiles have given you as to children being able to give consent, for example, or children getting sexually aroused? I mean, this all came from pedophiles. And these clubs are using a rating which he invented for adults and applying that to children. It is often referred to as the Am I Gay test. It evaluates one's sexuality based on answers to questions about their sexual desires and interests. And this is aimed at 10-year-olds, at 10 years old and under, and these teachers are asking them about their sexual desires and interests. I mean, children might like dressing up, and they might say then that they've got some kind of a fetish for dressing up. I mean, who knows what they're putting into these innocent children's heads. It is named after Alfred Kinsey, considered the father of the sexual revolution and the founder of the Kinsey Institute for Sex Research at Indiana University. And he's also been lionized by Hollywood. They made a movie about him. They thought he was such a wonderful chap. Encouraging immorality and encouraging promiscuity. I mean, the number of broken families that came about after the so-called sexual revolution is quite incredible. It just exploded. And a lot of it was down to this Kinsey, who was funded by Rockefeller, I think it was. He had a lot of funding from these big business elites, of course, because they wanted to split up society and they wanted to subvert the family and subvert sexuality. It's all part of cultural Marxism and the Frankfurt School. And once they were unable to get the workers of the world to unite, they decided what they would do is they would encourage people in society to see themselves as oppressed minorities. And part of that was sexual minorities, encouraging people to see themselves as being homosexual and being oppressed by everyone else. And again, this followed on from using civil rights as well and encouraging people of colour to see themselves as oppressed minorities and using them to break down society so that there could be no unified force that could resist against the elite-backed democratic system that they've forced upon us all. This is why any genuine resistance gets shut down and accused of being terrorism or accused of being haters. Anyone that actually speaks up for white people here or speaks up for heterosexuality or speaks up for men is going to be accused of being a hater. I've gone a little bit off track here, but getting back to the article here. Additionally, the Kinsey scale analyzes sexual perversions and other mature, if not odd, content. So sexual perversions, and they're asking 10-year-olds about this. It emphasizes that sexuality is fluid and that human sexuality does not fit into two strict categories. So they're encouraging children here to experiment with homosexuality. They're telling them that it is a good thing. If they like their own gender, which of course they're going to, if they're little boys, they're going to like playing with other little boys, they're going to be saying to them, well, you might be a homosexual. Perhaps you should try some of these things. Oh, don't be put off by them. These are the sort of things that grown-ups do. And it's horrific. Moreover, it asks participants to describe their emotions behind having sexual intercourse with people of the same sex and other sexual fantasies. And I believe you have to be over the age of 18 in America to have sexual intercourse. So what are they doing? Asking students these things. It is a completely inappropriate activity for teachers to do with students, regardless of age. Furthermore, the packet includes the gender unicorn, a colourful, happy, animated character designed to indoctrinate children on topics such as gender identity, gender expression, and how one can differentiate from their sex assigned at birth. And the fact they have this little cartoon character there shows you that this is being aimed at 6, 7, 8-year-olds. It's not being aimed at teenagers. This is being aimed at infants. Additionally, the gender unicorn discusses sexual attraction and the differences between physical attraction and emotional attraction. And of course, kids are going to think, I'm attracted to somebody, I like somebody, does that mean that I have a sexual attraction to them? And it also means that they're at risk of being abused by grown-ups, because they've been told that this is a normal thing, and it's okay for somebody of the same gender to feel sexually about them. It just opens them up to it being far more likely that these kids are going to be abused. Other perverted indoctrination activities include a recommended videos list. The packet suggests the First Person YouTube channel. It provides 52 videos on various topics such as drag as a tool for self-advocacy, queer black cosplay, growing up intersex, asexuality, and the importance of being clitorate, amongst many others. Additionally, other suggested videos are Coming Out Gay to My 5-Year-Old Brother and the animated music video Everyone is Gay. Just incredible that this is being aimed at children. You know, we have this phenomenon now, drag kids. We have children under the age of 10 that are dressing up as women because this has been shown to them on the television with Drag Race, and they think it's exciting. I guess it's probably similar to them as seeing the pantomime dame, who was always a popular character at the pantomimes. But the pantomime dame didn't have any sexual links to it, no sexual innuendo there. But of course there is with drag queens. It's adult entertainment that children are being encouraged to now emulate. growing up intersex, asexuality. So they're teaching kids that it's perfectly normal to be two different genders, to be confused about your gender. I mean, this is likely to confuse the kids. I mean, this is actually going beyond what a lot of the LGBTQ stuff is promoting to children. There's a big split at the moment amongst the gay community because they don't like the fact that groups like Stonewall have added trans to everything, because once you start getting into this trans ideology, they say that gender is everything. So you could have a male with a penis who identifies as a female, but then because they still like women, they're actually a lesbian. So you then get lesbians being pestered by men that are attracted to them, but just like wearing a dress. And they're accused of being transphobic and not being a real lesbian because they don't want to go with the guy who has a penis who's identifying as a woman. I mean, it's crazy what is going on here. And yet what they're doing with this school here is they're pushing the trans stuff alongside the homosexual stuff. The clubs are supposed to be student-led, yet the packet reveals that teachers are partially funding these clubs. A section asks how much of their money teachers are willing to put into this project. As such, it is obvious that teachers are the true leaders of these clubs, not students. Again, this is very sinister. Why would a teacher be wanting to be putting money into something like this and promoting this? I mean, it could be that some of these teachers that are involved in this are actually pedophiles. I mean, it's not certain. I mean, there may be some in there that genuinely do think that this is going to help people to not feel isolated and not commit suicide. But there's bound to be some there that also have sinister motives. There will also be some there that are trying to encourage these children to be homosexual. I dare say a lot of these teachers doing this are trying to encourage them to be homosexual, probably in the belief that the children already are, and that all they're doing is just bringing it out in them, because a lot of them think that homosexuality is innate rather than a reaction to your environment, even though there is no science to show that it is innate. And if it was innate, then it would be passed on in homosexual children, in their offspring. And as far as I'm aware, that is not the case. I mean, it may be the case in some instances, but how are you going to differentiate that from the environment that they have been brought up in? I even saw an article yesterday, and it was about a lesbian couple that were bringing up a child, and they were bringing up the child to think that he was gay, basically, or she was gay. And they said they were going to be bringing this child up and promoting homosexuality at every turn of the way, because they believed that that was the way that heterosexuals are brought up, with promotion of heterosexuality. It's not that heterosexuality is promoted, it's that a man and a woman get together and they produce a child, and that provides the facility for the continuation of the people group. And if everybody was to be homosexual, then the people group would die out, because there wouldn't be any chance for the male and the female to get together to produce children. That's the reason why things are the way they are. It's not that people are consciously thinking, well, we must indoctrinate children with heterosexuality. They don't need indoctrinating with it. It's what comes naturally to them, because if it didn't, then their parents wouldn't even be there, because nobody would have procreated. I think they make it clear in the article that it's just a thought experiment. But that may just be because they're trying to cover their backs, that so they don't get the child taken away from them for indoctrinating them in such a way. What happens is teachers recruit students to be figureheads and then use them as pawns to spread this propaganda. They are using students to brainwash other students into thinking a certain way. So the teachers are funding these clubs. They are picking the children that they want to lead them, making a fuss of them. Then they're propagandizing them, telling them that they're homosexual after doing this Kinsey test, and then they are encouraging these students to then go out and brainwash other students with this, and encourage other students to be homosexual, and to hide all of this from the parents. The parents are not aware that the child is going to this club. The parents are not aware that the child is a leader in this club. I think it's wrong what is going on. A child's innocence is being taken away, said a California Teachers Association member who spoke to me on the condition of anonymity. Children are being indoctrinated. Teachers are trying to encourage different sexualities among students. It is disturbing and it's violating young and innocent minds. The packet also encourages discretion with these clubs. A sample ground rule states what is said here stays here. This encourages students not to be honest with their parents about what is happening at school. This type of deception is similar to other recent accounts of teachers who organised gay and transgender clubs to indoctrinate students. It is indicative of the great lengths that teachers will go to brainwash students with this propaganda. And when you're a parent and you send your child to school, you trust the teachers there to not do anything that you wouldn't do. You trust the teachers not to do anything that would cause harm to your child. And I dare say some of these teachers, that they think that what they're doing is a good thing. But there are others that just want to create more homosexuals. And that is the risk of what is going on here. And then you're going to end up with children that have experimented with these things and then regret doing what they have done once they learn a little bit more about the world. And they could end up hating themselves, being really depressed or committing suicide. I mean, they say that the reason for these things is to try and prevent people from being bullied, to try and make it more acceptable so that these kids don't end up committing suicide. But I think there's probably just as many that end up with depression and offing themselves because they've experimented with these things that they end up really hating themselves for doing once they get a little bit older, hating themselves for experimenting with these things. I mean, when I was at school, we used to be told that as you go through your growth spurt, you may end up with a crush on your own gender and not to act upon it and not to worry about it. And you will likely as not soon grow out of it. Those that didn't grow out of it, maybe they would have later on acted upon it and become homosexual. But generally, people were encouraged not to do these things, not to experiment heterosexually and not to experiment homosexually. And what they're doing now is they're telling these kids that if they do have a crush on a man crush, then that means that they must be homosexual and they should experiment with homosexual activities. It's awful. It must be very frightening to be a parent and have a child at one of these schools, particularly in California. And as they say here, we've heard about this before. This is something that's going on all across America now. When teachers' unions and their affiliate organizations strategize, create, train, fund, and then target students for a sexual identity exploration club that hides content from parents whilst showing them potentially explicit content, we have a serious issue, said Kelly Shenkoski, a mother of two in California and the host of A Time to Stand. And again, if you just turn this around and think that it's heterosexuality, think there's an organization training, funding and targeting students for sexual exploration as a heterosexual at the age of 10, and you would say that that was just as bad, wouldn't you? You'd say you don't want 10-year-olds experimenting sexually and trying to find out what their sexual identity is. I mean, what do they mean by sexual identity? Or they're trying to tell them here that there's such a thing as pansexual and gender fluid. And it's just going to be very, very confusing for a child and introducing them to things that even adults find confusing. It is one thing to want to create a space for any gay or transgender student who may feel alone or scared while at school. And that's the reason why they say they're doing this. But it is entirely another to be feeding children propaganda to influence their sexuality or gender identity. These teachers are planting seeds in the heads of students who are not old enough to get into a PG-13 rated movie by themselves. This packet is disturbing propaganda meant to manipulate children's feelings and minds. It is damaging to children and should not be tolerated in any classroom in the country. And people are in uproar about this over in America, but it surely won't be long before they have this over here in Britain too. They are already encouraging children to celebrate gay pride and to have their own gay pride parades. I think they already have these LGBTQ after-school clubs that are going on in Britain and going on in lots of Europe. And this is the sort of thing that is going on in there. If you are a parent, you need to take a very active role in your child's education, I think, and be very careful about what clubs they are going to after school. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.